Okay, we're on Psalm Confess and then I'll have to play it. Tosos Maidahabeha. Okay. So what we did yesterday was just to review quickly, we said that matzah needs a seva, mara does not need a seva. And Rashbam and Rashi says because matzah zecher legeula and mara zecher la'avos. We said, what's he saying? We said that because you can't just incorporate a seva as a kiyum, just it's a good thing to leave. But we said it's incorporated into a kiyum in the matzah and not a kiyum in the mara. And the question is, how so? So he said, because in matzah there's a kiyum of zecher legeula. That's actually a halacha kiyum in the matzah. And since that's a halacha kiyum in the matzah, so that kiyum in the rabbanon, they express that through the derech achilas matzah, reflects the idea of acheres. Namely, you eat it beseva. But in maror, since the kiyum is zecher la'avdas, so such a appendage is not appropriate. You can't have that kind of a kiyum. Okay? Then we said it comes to Dalakosos, it's a strange thing, because Dalakosos, it's that everyone agrees broke it off, only two kosos needed. Need a seva, which is what kind of thing is that? So we said, no, it's very good. Because in Dalakosos, when it's the Darabana, which is set up, doesn't lend itself to that kind of a structure, that there's a philokium, the philosophical idea of Kheris is incorporated. There's no such thing. The reason why they set it up is Zechel Kheris, but that's not part of the Kheim itself. By the way, like I said, how do we know it's a Kheris? So Rashi on the first Mishnah. First Mishnah in Arab Pesachim, he says, it's the four kosos can I give it? Say, see yourself, to be go to the four shalom to go. Yes, I mean, it's really straight. But that's the reason why they set it up. But there's no kiyum to be thinking about that when you drink the kosos, the mitzvah shteya. So therefore, the question is, so how do you have a seba in the kosos? So we said, no, there are two ways to have it, and that's the machlokas. Which one was in fact set up? Was it, see, because the Dalakos have a double identity. On the one hand, they're an intrinsic entity of mitzvah shesakos, but then they are incorporated into the Seder, so to speak, framed around the Dalakosos. And the Kosos, every part of the Seder is ala kos, on one of the Kosos. So the Kosos are form a part of the Seder. And the Seder is broken up into two parts. You have the beginning of the Seder, which is Sipur. Essentially, it's Sipur. And that as well. And then you have the end of the Seder, which is where after the Sipur, we say, oh, now that these events are, I study those events have to be real. A person has to reflect that they're real to him, and therefore he must reflect on the fact that he is a beneficiary of this, of the cheras. And therefore he has to be halal and shavach and all that. So he said, what is, how was the seva incorporated into the kosos? What, definitely not per se, but insofar as the kos is an achila or a shtia, which is attached to a part of the Seder, so the seba is the kiyum in that part of the Seder. Now, which one is it? Was it set up as a kiyum in Sipur? That Sipur is done through Dibor, that you verbally tell about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then you demonstrate it through the fact of the weaning. Okay, if that's the case, then it's only appropriate the first two cups, because the first two cups are Sipur. But afterwards, the last cup's Maidahabehave. It's too late. We're already finished. That's history. Okay, the Sipur's over. Or do you say, no, that the Sipur was incorporated as a kiyum in the other element of the Seder, which is the person like the Hallel, or the person reflecting on how the Cheros affects him. And namely, that it affects him that he's giving a shavah, and also he's demonstrating how it affects him, because now he's able to lean in a manner of a Torah, he's able to eat in that manner. So that's him acting out, so to speak, the cheres. If that's the case, then that's only appropriate at the part of the Seder where you're really reflecting on the fact that you're Ben Choron. But for the beginning, where you're still discussing, which is the part of the thing which even includes the bad stuff of Adam Hayinu, and that's the historical recollection of events, that's not the appropriate time to have acting out your cheres. You're not thinking about the cheres. You're cheres at that point. Okay? That's what he says. Now Tosus comes in. Tosus says, hold on a second. According to the first sheet, though, you're telling me that the way Haseba was set up is a kiyum in Sipur. And Sipur is only the beginning of the Seder, right? And then, Maidahabehave, it's already history. We already finished Sipur. It doesn't make sense to put in a kiyum of Haseba for Sipur after Sipur is already over, right? So he says, hold on a second. Everyone agrees that you definitely leaned for matzah. Now matzah, in this, insofar as the Seder is concerned, is also after the Sipur is over. So why don't you say the same thing? Same argument. That Maidahabehave. Right? It doesn't make sense to have the leaning for the matzah after after you already finished Sipur? Right, someone asked that yesterday, right? I forgot it. Jameson, did you? Someone asked the question. Whatever. So what would you say? What would the Rashbam, or the way we've been learning so far, what would you say to answer that question? Yeah.
It seems like, I mean, the way we've been learning is that Hesed ben Matzah plays totally different role than Hesed ben Dal Kosos. And so since we said that Hesed ben Matzah is intrinsic in Matzah, it helps, you know, facilitate the key of, bringing about these ideas in Matzah, then whenever you have Matzah, then you're going to have, then you're going to have Hesed, especially when the Rashbam says, like, it's
Matzah Mitzvah,
right. And it's inherently tied to the king of the Mitzvah of Matzah,
right.
So like,
the Kosos,
it has to do with what part of the Seder you're in, and depending on that, then that'll concern the Seder, so it seems like
exactly.
It's not really a question.
Right, exactly. Right. I think the way we've been learning, it's not a question, and I think this is Tosos' third answer.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, we'll see inside, but I think the way we've been learning says, look, the Hesedah in Matzah, the king, since Matzah is as a kiyum in it, the zecher le-geula, is a kiyum that it reflects the ideas of geula, so therefore, as a kiyum, the Rabbanan set up, the manner in which you eat it should reflect that, namely through a seva. But in Dalet Kosos, we said it doesn't lend itself to that. So Dalet Kosos, you can only have a seva insofar as the kos is a manifestation or it brings to the floor the kiyum of Sipur. That's what he said, he attached it to the kiyum of Sipur. So if that's the case, the way the coast reflects Sipur is because this is the coast which is on Sipur. But the third and fourth coasts are not coasts which are related to Sipur. So now the coast intrinsically isn't an entity of which can have a seba attached to it, because we said that it's the structure doesn't lend itself to that. And the third and fourth coast, you're not talking about Sipur. So there's no way to have a seba on the third and fourth coast. By the kosos, but matzah is a whole different thing. It's intrinsic in the matzah that matzah reflects geula. It's not based on what point in the seder it's taking place. That's only by the kosos, which are actually framed around the seder. So then it depends which part of the seder they happen to find themselves in. Right? Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Unfortunately, to we have three answers.
Yeah.
Do you like? Are they different? Like, does each answer have a different definition of a seva, or like, are you trying to like to put them all into one definition? Because it doesn't seem to me to make sense to put them into three different definitions. It's like you're just kind of like creating definitions. I mean, why would you do that? Like, do they all fit into one category? Like all the answers that he gives?
I don't know. Good question. Let's see what we come up with. So I'd say the main thing is to explain the logic of each of the answers. You know what I mean? Like, the answer has to be logical.
Right.
So if we're by forcing ourselves to put it all into one category, like, that would be nice if we could kind of put a larger framework on them and show how they're, But I mean,
but doesn't that not make any sense then? I mean, you're saying like, yes, if we don't put it in one category, then we have like, let's say, three different definitions of like a seva according to each answer. Like,
well, I don't know the different definitions of a seva, but three ways to explain why you have a seva in matzah, even though we already finished it with that part of the seder, and why you don't have, you know what I mean?
All right,
it's because the problem, they're asking a problem, and sometimes you get a question, sometimes the question could be based on certain false premises. Like, for instance, this premise, we're assuming that kosos and matzah are the same, that the seva and the kosos and the seva and the matzah are the same thing. But one of this answer is saying, no, it's not true. The seva and the matzah is because intrinsically the matzah is built into it, the idea of zecher l'geula. That's a chiddush. I mean, that is a conceptual, like, a chiddush, you know? I mean, kosos doesn't come to that till the end. It's, you know, when Rosh Hashanah went that way straight from the end, you know? But that's, you know, There could be many ways if a person answers a question which is illogical. There sometimes could be different, you know, there's different ways you can answer the problem. You know, because he's saying they should be exactly the same. That's what the question is asking. Shouldn't Monsung and Coase be exactly the same? So sometimes, no, there are many differences between them. That could be an answer. But, you know, like, I think our first priority should be, like, especially when these answers just don't sound like they make sense at all, you know, I mean, they're very hard to understand. The first and second answer is hard to understand. I mean, I think the first thing should be to try to understand what they're saying. And, you know, afterwards, it's, you know, maybe we could put them together, or, you know, maybe it would be nice. It would be good, you know what I mean? But I say the main thing is, first you have to make sense of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're not going to accept the svara because you don't see the greater picture, that, you know, I think it'd be, you know, I wouldn't even methodically have to first understand what he's saying, at least, you know?
Yeah.
But we'll see. Maybe if you want, you could ask the question again after we have slides. Okay, so let's, yeah, Scott.
So, I mean, is your question on Totos that, meaning each one has the same purpose, to that a seva has to be some type of a kiyum of the gula, or it's a demonstration of the gula, but each these are two mitzvos, that, they're two separate mitzvos, though. I mean, their purposes are the same, apparently, it seems like. But the seva by the matzah has the same purpose as the seva by sibor,
right,
which is to be a demonstration of gula.
Right.
But you're saying because the mitzvah of sibor is a separate mitzvah, so then you should not question, because each mitzvah requires its own kiyum.
What are you trying to answer? You're trying to explain what...
Each seva has the same purpose, right?
But what are you trying to do? You're trying to explain what...
I'm trying to understand your question.
I'm not asking your question.
What?
My answer?
No, your question.
What question?
That you asked on Tosfos.
I'm not asking a question on Tosfos.
I think your question on Tosfos was that what's his problem with Maso?
No, that's not my question. That's an answer. No, the question of Maso makes sense. It's saying, because on the one hand, you're saying, Naida Havehave, by Dalakosos, that it's not Sipur anymore, we're done. And right. By Matzah, well, you're leaving, even though we're done with Sipur. So, is this an appropriate time to do a Seva, or is it not an appropriate time to do a Seva?
Right.
So I'm just saying, one, according to the Rashbam and Rashi, we have an answer. Okay, and I think this is Tosos' third answer. I'm saying because the nature of the Heseba in Matzah is different than the nature of the Heseba in Dalakosos.
Nature of the same as the
key, what's it a key man?
Right, it's a key in two different
right,
things.
Exactly.
But the purpose is the same.
Yeah, the purpose is the same, but the question is, based on the way it's set up, see, in matzah, it's intrinsically a key and a chilas matzah.
Right.
So it doesn't matter when it takes place in the Seder.
You're dealing with two different
matzahs. Right. Yeah, you're dealing with... But that's a chiddush, because I mean, you say it's one to say, but you, on the surface, you'd say, oh, it should all be the same thing. But it's a chiddush to say that in matzah, the seba is a key in the matzah itself, intrinsically. But in Dalakosos, it's not a kiyum in the Dalakosos, but it's a kiyum in the Sipur, which the Dalakosos are a vehicle of bringing to the floor. All right? But that's an answer. I mean, that's not a question. You know what I mean? I think that's what Tosos said. Let's see Tosos' third answer. Okay? I mean, it'll jump to a third answer. Because I think that's, according to the Rashbam, though, that's, I think, implicit in what he's saying and in the way we learn the Sugya. So, I mean, but I think that's Tosos. Let's see Tosos' third answer, okay? So, here, let's first read the question, okay? So it says Shekvar Amur Gula Lufnei Asur Dibur. He already said about Gula. He already did the Sipur before the meal. Yeah, Fal Gavu Matzah Tzricha Haseba. Even though we know Matzah does need Haseba, the Lo Amar Ma'ida Havehavi. We don't say that argument that it's history, it's the past. We're already done with Sipur. We don't want to say that. So he's going to give three. So let's skip down. Okay. So that's his question. So then he said, right, he says that he doesn't say him. Told you know, but it says. That's the way he presents his question. And even though, you know, by matzah we don't say this, but there's a difference. Okay. So let's see, the third answer says, ve'od. Okay, you see ve'od at the end of the line there? There's o chiksuva b'tora zecher l'cheros. Shalo hispik b'tzeik al-machachmetz ad shenigal. It says in the Torah that the matzah is zecher l'cheros, because it says that they didn't have time to let them for their dough to be machmes, to become chametz, until they were redeemed. They had a rush out of Mitzrayim, and therefore they ended up, because of their great rush, they ended up having to eat the matzah, not let it rise, and therefore to eat matzah. So the way in which the Torah matzah itself is described is that it itself is a zecher of the gula. Okay, that's why we're eating matzah. So this specific food, what is it? Oh, it's the bread which they ate at this time of the gula. So that's, you know, so that's what they're saying. So, because by matzah, it's implicit in the very definition of the matzah that it's zechel gula. Okay, so that's why there's zechel chera. So that's why you could have a seva in that. Okay, let's go a little further. This is interesting. The alpha gav the havi lechem oni. So it's something. What's he bothered by? Yeah, he's saying it sounds like a contradiction or a sort of a contradiction. One, he's telling me that this is it's the bread of Geula, but another, it's bread of the poor person, of affliction. It's like a poor man's bread. Right? This is not a, it's not like a very tasty free kind of a bread. No, on the contrary, it's a poor kind of bread. So it sounds like you're telling me that here the whole thing implicit in the matzah is zechel geluah and all that, but it sounds kind of like a contradiction. Right? It's a contradiction of matzah itself. He says, but his answer is very funny. He says, yesh lochel derech eres. He says, even though it's lechem oni, still you should eat it derech eres. It's like, he's not really answering the question. He's just like, and even though you're bothered, you know, you'll say, don't do it because it's lechem oni. Nah, still, anyways, still do it. Eat it derech eres. You should eat it with the same. So it's just, what's the answer?
I don't know. Maybe it's the answer to this question, but I don't know if I understood the contradiction, because I understand that it's lechem oni, but like, I mean, poor people can be free also.
You mean poor and, what's it called?
Poor and free, like, right. Just because, like, you're enslaved, I mean,
that's
you're
true,
enslaved, but I mean, free doesn't mean, like, you have to go, you gotta be rich.
That's true, but I mean, it does seem like, you know, it does seem like, you know, if you're trying to have a bread which is reflecting the ideas of cheres, and then eat a bread which is a poor affliction kind of a bread, does seem to be against the, you know, against the thing. And I mean, yeah, it's not a direct contradiction. The opposite of free isn't poor. That's true. But I mean, I don't think that's what he's answering. Maybe that's part of it. But what's he saying? What is the answer? Read him carefully.
Hello. Any lost content?
I don't like the way that's doing that.
Is it still plugged in, or maybe
press the on button again?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, how long have you been gone for?
Just a few seconds.
Okay, good.
Tease him.
Yeah,
she was
over. They were done.
That was a good story, guys.
That was a spar.
This is old.
Do you have any counter jokes?
One of you guys and the yell guys. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so what's supposed to say? What's he saying? Even though it's lechem oni, yesh lochel derech eres.
It's implied that it's a festival, fairness. It's taking away it's made. There's a sense of still chalos to it. You know, you might say it's lechem oni, right? But someone's a chalos to it, then it's a better fairness.
Okay. So how's he answering the problem? So how's he? I mean, yeah, he's just saying no. It's not kind of, you know. So what's? So how's he answering the problem? Well, you guys, you hear the problem?
Who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well, you. It's you.
Is there any other way to call them?
Michaels. There are two Michaels, huh?
And Oren.
Michael,
like
Owen. There's two Michaels. They call Oren. There's two Michaels.
And more other people also, though.
Four.
Guys, hey guys.
Bring me a cousin, why you?
The big stuff in today, tuition.
$25,000, don't drink.
Yeah. Okay, so what's his name?
It's only for the secular guy.
This is like a $1,000 phone call.
In what sense is it left alone?
Could have fired them.
It's not in sewer, the left alone.
There you go. In what sense is it good?
Let's say
it.
Right? Last bit at a time.
Okay, only in the tzura is a lot of money.
The deer of chila is
not. Okay.
Oh boy.
Okay, no, you're going good. I mean, that's what he's saying. I mean, on the surface, that's what he's saying. So even though it
is. It was when they ate it.
It is a lot of time only, but still, and you should eat it, there are chiles. Okay? So what's the eating it a reflection of? What's the, you know, you're saying that in Tzura it's lechem oni.
Meaning the food itself isn't a, I was just screwed, but the food itself isn't a reflection of freedom at all. It's that's a different idea. But when you eat it, is the way you're eating it is just that's an reflection of freedom. Not just not the fact that it's the food that you're eating, it's just the way you're eating it is a reflection of freedom.
What's the way you're eating?
It's not a reflection of what?
Because with the time of why you're eating, the time is because there's they went out quickly.
Okay. The time. Okay, but better not just the time. The time is philosophy.
Right, you're good.
The substance of the bread is a poor man's bread. Okay, but if you had a like the ideational content of the bread, so to speak, in other words, what idea does the bread reflect? Is it's lechem shel geula, right? It's lechem shel geula. That's the ideational content. Then when you're eating it, the ideas which should reflect is the ideas of geula. Now, yeah, the way you reflect geula is through the substance of the bread, which is the bread which a poor man eats. You know, so the substance of the bread, the type of bread, if you had to classify it, it's the type of bread which poor men eat. And that's because of the events of the Geula, that's the way they had to eat their bread, because they were rushing out or whatever. They didn't have time to fully, they had to fully break from the trying quickly. They didn't have time to let the bread fully rise. So in substance, if you had to define the substance of the bread, it's lechem oni.
Right there?
Yes.
Don't you have to break the matzah to create lechem oni?
There are different questions about that. I mean, I know there's a sugya about why, in what way it's lechem oni, right? That's what you're referring to.
Yeah.
There's different shitas. One of them says I think it's because of the type of bread. No.
I don't know the sugya in fact, but I just know.
But
that
even if so, I mean that's a good question. It's a gemara. It's not kutzas v'alam on the base. One guy says lechem oni because we're onim al dvarim harbeh. We say things on it, you know, they say sifra. So that's certainly what Tosfos isn't bothered by that, right? Because that oni is like onen. Then you have that it's oni. Like an oni eats pieces. That's what you say, right? Because it's pieces. And then the other one is the way he cooks it. Yeah, but even if it's pieces, so what's the difference? But still, in other words, that's still an idea, and the substance of the bread is this broken bread. You know what I mean? But it doesn't mean that the idea of the bread is reflecting ideas of poverty. You know what I mean? No, the ideas of the idea which is when you're eating it, the idea which you're supposed to be thinking is not of poverty. It's the idea of geula. You know, and therefore the derech achila should reflect the cheras. The derech achila should reflect the manner of eating of cheras. But the way the substance of the bread is, either that it doesn't rise or that it's broken, reflects lechem oni.
What was the question? What did he ask? I
don't
understand.
He's saying, I'm not sure exactly. He's saying a lechem oni also refers to the fact that it's broken.
Yeah.
So you're eating broken pieces or something like that.
What does that mean? Okay. What if it was a crack?
Did I answer your question or not?
To be breaking it.
I mean, I guess you could put forth that maybe you'll argue that the fact that you're eating broken pieces means that the way in which you eat it should be in the manner of an ani. You know that? Because you could say two ways to understand that it's broken pieces. Either you could say that the chetza itself is like a, you know, reflects ani, or you could say no, it's the manner in which you're eating it reflects an ani.
Sounds like
Tosfos is saying that he said no, the achila reflects cheras, because that's the conceptual idea in the left hand is really is cheras. But the substance of the thing is lechem oni. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, was that Michael?
Yeah. But it seems like, according to the Rambam, that the derech achila has to be of lechem oni. And that's why, you know, that's why he breaks the yachad right before.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe that's the Rambam. But I mean, I don't think, Tosfos, that's not a question on what I'm saying. That's what Tosfos says, yesh lochla derech eros.
Right, I guess.
Right?
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, I know there. That's what I was saying. There are different ways to understand the idea of lechem oni, and you know, that's not saying it's a sugya. But I'm just saying, from what Tosfos is saying, it seems like he's identifying that even though the chatzah is lechem oni, yesh lo ochla, the derech achila should be derech eros. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, not every shita has to be the same. You know?
Right.
I mean, it's true. I mean, you're right. There are other ways to learn. But this is what Tosfos is saying, I think.
I mean, I don't think I'll make, you know, I think it's pretty implicit in Tosfos, you know what I mean? Like, you're right, if I were just making up a svara that weren't in Tosfos, then you'd say, but the sugya, you know? But I mean, Tosfos is pretty much, that whatever question you're going to launch from that Rambam, I mean, it's just straight on Tosfos. So, you know what I mean? I think, it makes the issue of their favor. So you can't ask a question on Tosfos from the Rambam.
I think
in
any
instance.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's a good thought. I mean, you know, I mean, it's something to pursue. I mean, it's a sugya though of lachamoni. Like, well, what does lachamoni mean? The Gemara has three pshatim and what it means. And maybe the Rambam, you know, I don't know. You know, it's a separate sugya. So that's what I'm saying. But Tosfos seems to be just learning a straight, you know. You know what? It's a good question. What's simple pshat lachamoni? You know, so that the you know they moved them, and I mean. I mean, it sounds like it's a poor man's bread because the bread is—it's not risen. So you know, I mean, I think, no, I mean,
yeah, it's not. We don't say
achila only. Yeah, I mean, that's simple shot in lachamoni. I mean, it's halachically, I guess they're saying other, you know, there's the limutim which are attached to it or something like that. But I guess the lachamoni doesn't get, you know, doesn't even luxuriate necessarily get the best. He just gets whatever. And I think, I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked into it, but I mean. Sounds like something like that.
But the concept is that what you mean, it should be there, it should be the idea of there.
Yes.
So the idea of lachmoni is just when it's in front of you. That's when the idea, you know, the ideas of why you're having lachmoni, that's when they become...
Well, I'm saying that...
I thought everyone held that.
One second, let me just... I mean, no, I'd say that the substance, the type of bread in which it is a poor man's bread. Okay, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm supposed to be thinking about poverty and my affliction when I eat it. You know what I mean? Does that just mean that if you have to describe the kind of bread which it is, it's a poor man's bread?
Wow, what a start.
I mean, that's a kind of bread. That's a description of the chatzah. But that doesn't mean that that's the idea I'm supposed to be thinking about when I eat it. No, the idea is Geula. Now, because of Geula, for whatever reason, Geula demanded that they eat poor man's bread. But that doesn't mean that they were depressed like a poor man and thinking about poverty, you know, I'm poor and I'm poverty. No, in contrary, it's because of the important good ideas of breaking away from Mitzrayim and ideas about Geula and Cheiros. So, you know, so we eat, the substance reflects the kind of bread which they ate, which in fact was poor man's bread. But it doesn't mean that I'm supposed to be depressed when I eat it. And I'm not remembering Avdus like I do when I'm eating Mara. You know, I mean, Mara, remembering by Mara. You know, you don't say when I eat matzah, remembering the affliction that I had to eat poor man's bread. That's not it. It's not. It's Yashem Shem Egolos. Matzah is the Lacham Egolos.
Right, so but would the idea of the substance be more relevant just when it's sitting in front of you? Or
no, I mean, I don't think the substance is, I just think there are two categories. You know, one of them is the type of bread, and one of them is the ideational content with which you're supposed to relate to the bread. I mean, I guess, yeah, it's when, that idea is when I'm saying it, when I'm eating it, when, you know, so far as the Maisa Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. But the substance is the substance of the whole Pesach long or whatever. It's, you know. You know what I mean? But there are two. The main thing is that there are two. You know, it's not so much the timing. It's there are two categories in which the matzah is defined. You know, so when he says, "How should the derech achila be reflect?" The derech achila should reflect the ideational idea behind the matzah. Okay, the chatzah is the way the chatzah is formed. They don't let it rise. That's a different. You know, it's a different question. You know what I mean? Okay. Okay. Good. So that I think is that's I think like the Rashbam. He's showing the pasuk that it's zecha, they're saying in matzah, the reason why you're leaving is because matzah itself reflects theirs. Okay? Okay. And that's the thing with the Rashbam will answer, because that's what he says, zecha l'gula. That's why you lean in matzah. It doesn't have to do with the Holocaust. The Holocaust is a completely different eye, so you could ask on Tosus eye, but the Holocaust is also zecha l'gula. Right? Or derecheros. I mean, from Tosus, you wouldn't have you wouldn't be able to answer the question. I mean, it seems to be just a direct question on Tosus. Yes. So what about the Lakosos? That's also Cheres, right? But I guess we'll have to say that no, that our answer will be good. It's not Tosus going to the pasuk. In the pasuk, you see matzah is the definition of the matzah, and therefore it's built into the kiyum of matzah is to have a seba. But in the Lakosos, that's not the case. It's not the case. It's the Rabbanu set up a shliya, and the whole thing is. The leaning is only insofar as it reflects Sipur. And that's only the first two consoles. According to the Shema. Okay? So now let's do the first, the more difficult answers. Okay? I'm on the wrong page. Okay. So, back to Tosas. So let's go to the first answer. So again, so back to the question. This is before Tosas introduces the fact that matzah is a seva on the matzah is because of the implicit intrinsic ideas in matzah itself that it's lechem ha'geula. So apparently at this point in Tosas' question, he hasn't gone to that yet. So he's still assuming that the matzah is really also, it's a seva on the seaport. Right? And if that's the case, you have a question, because Valiadalik says, you tell me Sipor is only the first two cups, and after the first two cups are over, by the Ave Ave, Sipor is over. So then why by Matzah, which seemingly takes place after Sipor is over, do you have a Seba, if Seba is only in Sipor, and Sipor is over? Right? So he says, no. He says, Shiny Matzah. Matzah is different than Yayin, than Dalakosos. Shehi Iker HaSuda, Iker Suda Yosem Yayin. Because it is the main part of the meal, more so than Yayin. Okay? It's the main part of the meal, more so than Yayin. Okay? So we understand what he means, it's the main part of the Suda. I guess in every Suda, the, you know, the lacham is the main part of the meal. And the wine is a part, you know, it's a side of thing. But the question is, who cares? Right? Like, what does it have anything to do with our issue? So who cares the main part of the meal? So what? Right, I mean, that's the question. Why does that say, therefore you should have a seva on it? I mean, we're talking about Sipor, and the seva is on Sipor, and Sipor is over at the first two girls. And now you tell me, oh, but matzah is the main part of the meal, more than wine. Yeah, so what does that have to do with our question? It just seems like he's throwing in a random fact. Right, it's the question? I mean, it's pretty implicit. It's not even clear on a pshat level how he's really answering the question. You know, no deep swara, it just sounds like he's not tackling the question. Right?
Is it possible to say that there's a kiyum haseba in the meal, in the chila of the meal, and therefore in order to fill that kiyum, you have to be haseba during the Iker Besuda. The Suda is defined by the bread that you eat, so therefore during, when you're eating Iker Besuda, you're required to, let's say, sort of define the meal, so you fill the kiyum of, let's say, during the meal.
Right. So sounds like that's what he's saying. Like some sort of kiyum of haseba in the meal. And there's a different idea of haseba, not in Sipor, but a din of haseba in the meal. Right? But that's true, it does sound like that's what he's saying, but the question is, that's to be understood. I mean, what kind of why should there be a kiyum of seva on the meal? I mean, like I understand in the matzah and cheiros, in the meal, like what's the meal? Why should there be a seva on the meal? You know what I mean? Like what's the idea behind that? I mean, it's true. It sounds like that's what he's saying. I agree. You know, and I think that's the right step to make. You know, that's what it sounds like he's saying. So if there's a seva on the meal, so when do you want to define the meal as having a seva? So the ikar meal, the ikar part of the meal. The question is, what's the idea of that? Right? What's the concept behind that?
Matzah
is a kiyum in Sipor. I mean, certainly matzah, you know, like kosher is a kiyum in Sipor. Matzah is a kiyum in Sipor. I mean, it has its own kiyum, but it is a kiyum in Sipor.
But inherently, you know by matzah already that there's something distinct.
Well, that's already the third answer. I mean, that's assuming that built into the matzah is this philosophical kiyum of Tzecha Levis, and therefore the matzah itself has built into it Seva. I mean, that's a chiddush. I mean, apparently Tosus isn't ready to make that right away. He's not going there yet. So at this point, he's assuming matzah is like any other mitzvah. So it's like any other mitzvah.
So then he's looking for a new type of matzah.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's just, at the end, he says, you could even forget about all these issues and just say matzah is different because it's unique and it's a unique kind of a mitzvah which you don't find anywhere else, or you know. But that's a chiddush. He's not going there yet. You know what I mean?
You're right, I mean, once you have that, that's a, you know, that answer is good, and that's why it could be the Ashram isn't interested in this whole, you know, he just didn't get into it. Okay, so any other questions we're doing?
I don't know if you can say that. Matza isn't just significant in that it's a Zefer Elula, right? It's also insignificant. Matza is Lechem, right? So you have to look at it as not just in terms of the, you know, the function it serves in terms of
right.
Support. You have to look at it as function of what it is in general, also,
right.
which is bread. Right? So, you know, which is a staple of Suda.
Right.
So perhaps, like, you just, you know, I mean, I don't know where to go with this, but, like, the ideas contained within, you know, as in matzah, insofar as the zikr is concerned, have to carry over into all the roles of, you know, matzah, and then you bring it to the suda. I don't really know. I mean, that's just.
Okay. It's true. Matzah does exist as the suda.
Right. So you can't just ignore that.
That's true, but you have to show why that realm should be mechayev and aseiv. You know what I mean?
It seems that Tosfos is saying matzah is that there's a kiyum in the seuda, and then since matzah happens to be the ikar of the seuda, not yayin, that's why, as opposed to matzah carrying
right.
into the seuda.
Right. Seems like not that.
Yeah.
So again, so the question is, so why should the seuda have a seuda? Well, what's the first step we can take without saying much? Just a funny question again, yeah.
What's the purpose of having the suda?
Okay, what's the purpose of having the suda?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know the purpose, but what function does the suda have? Okay. Right, that's true. It's what is there a function of the suda? And what are we trying to do to the suda again? What's
show that there's
mechayev
and
a seva. Okay, and what would that do? The fact that you have a seva in the suda, what would that do? What?
Gula.
Right, it would define, it would give the suda a character of a cheres, gula. Right? Now the question is, what would be a function of that? Look, I mean, we could just say, look, that's the way it is. I mean, we could stop and say, we don't know. I mean, it's. But it would be nice to go further.
We do see that the Seuda is put in the context of the Seder. I mean, theoretically, you could have this whole Seuda from this whole Seder.
True.
And then you have your Kiyum Seuda separate.
That's true.
That's
true.
It's
true. The Seder is basically like the form of the whole Seuda. The Seuda takes on, it starts with other stuff, and, you know. And that's true. It is all part of the it's true. What else do you have, like, a suda?
What else do you have?
You have a suda. Where else? What?
I just didn't hear what you said.
Oh, yeah. Where else do you have a suda?
Purim.
Okay.
You got Shabbos?
Shabbos.
Everything.
Every
Sunday.
Okay. Like Koran, for instance, Koran and Suda as well, right? It's in the midst of a Simcha, but where does the Simcha take place?
Through the
Suda. Right? Well, let's say on Shabbos you have Oneg, right?
Right, so
where does Oneg take place?
Suda is a
vehicle. Like a matter, it's a vehicle expressing the ideas of the yom. It's defined, the character of the yom is defined through the suda of the yom. I mean, that's simply why. But I mean, a suda, I guess, occupies a certain place insofar as man is concerned, insofar as the day is concerned. And like suda Shabbos, though, you define the yom as yom shel oneg through the sudos. The sudos being, having the character of oneg. Okay, like shal shodos, you know, through all the sudos. in Sugas Purim, it's a day of Mishter Simcha to the Sugas Purim. So if that's the case, it could be that there's a theme of the Laila having the character of a Laila which reflects Teiros. Okay, that's been in the Leil Pesach, is that it reflects the ideas of Cheiros and Geula. So it could be that the way we give that character to the Laila is through the fact that the Sudas HaLaila is defined as a Sudas HaLaila. And how do we do that? Through the Ikar Suda. Through the Ikar Suda. That which reflects the Ikar Suda has a Haseba, so that defines the Laila. That defines the Suda as the Suda HaLaila, and thereby the Laila has the characteristic.
It's weird though, because I mean we're just talking about the Seva during the mitzvah, during the
matzah.
Yeah, the mitzvah matzah. So
you said, for instance, that yeah, but the matzah has another. Remember you said?
Yeah. You have to look at all the rules that matzah plays.
I mean, matzah is the lech. I mean, that's the idea in the Seder. I mean, the bread of the meal is mitzvah, the meat is mitzvah, mm-hmm. the vegetables are mitzvah. I mean, the drink is, you know, the whole suuda is a lila of mitzvah. So the bread is the ikar suuda, the matzah. I mean, it's true. You're saying the other matzah. But I say bread in general reflects. I mean, I think it also says you lean at Avi Kalman also.
Yeah.
Insofar as yayin is part of the suuda, wouldn't the yayin require hasid in it? Because anything within the kodesh is...
Well, I guess that's what I'm saying, is that it's ikar suuda. Apparently, that could be maybe a kiyam. I mean, I feel like Prince Ram has the whole suit as a kintel, you know. But to set up a chiyuv haseba in order to define the laila through the seuda, you could say that is tofes the ikar seuda. I mean, to define the seuda through the ikar seuda. If something is a characteristic in the bread, which is the ikar seuda, that gives the seuda a certain characteristic. You know, so even if it doesn't exist in the side dishes, or you know. But if the Ikar Seuda has that characteristic, then it defines the character of the Seuda. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what he said, but you're right. I'd say that exactly your question is manifest in Tosas of the sayings. That's why he adds in Yosem Yain, because he knows your question. He knows, he can say, oh, well, Yain's also the Seuda. Yeah, but that's what he's saying. It's apparently the Ikar Seuda Yosem Yain is the Lach. You know what I mean? Like that, I'd say, question is a proof. The fact that it's open to your question is a proof that that's what Tosas is saying, you know? It doesn't say. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now we get the last answer. So he said, Yayin Hesiv Kfar, B'Shnei Kosos Rishonim. He says, by wine, we already leaned in the first two cups. Right? So therefore, it doesn't make sense to lean in third and fourth. My Dave Ave. Well, it's the history. But by matzah, since we didn't lean yet, so therefore, even though it's not the appropriate time, we'll lean anyways. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to say, but I'm just saying what he's saying. So what's the problem? Let me just spell out the problem.
But you're asking the question and answer format.
You're asking the question and answer format, okay. But be specific, what's the question? I mean, you're right, the question is implicit, but...
How does this answer the question? Isn't our question that...
This is a question, we're asking a question about matzah, and he's getting an answer about... The question we set up had to do with matzah, so it seems like the answer should be like, well, matzah, blah, 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 as opposed to, well, yayin, and just the same effect by yayin.
Well, this is the contradictory element thing. The question is based on the fact that you only have to do the drink the first two kosos. And then you think, well, you only really have to drink the first two kosos, and then you're free.
But I mean, the way I would take the question is this time after Sipur, after the Sipur is over, is it an appropriate time to have leaning, you know, to attach the kiyah to see the seva, or is it not? Notice if it's an appropriate time, and that's why you're doing a seva and matzah, so then you should even do it in the third and fourth kos.
who cares? Yeah, you already did the first two. Yeah, but this is an appropriate time to have the kim of leaning attached to sipur or whatever. So this is appropriate time, so you should do a seva that. So the fact that we're not doing it in the third and fourth coats reflects, apparently, he says, my dame amen. This is not an appropriate time for the kim of the seva to be attached to sipur. So if that's the case, so then who cares? So matzah, you'll say, oh, but I didn't yet do matzah. Yeah, so I didn't do matzah yet, so what is it? But still, it's not the right time. In other words, who cares that you didn't do it yet? But if it's not the right time to do it, then you can't do it. It's too late. Right? It sounds like somehow the fact that we already got in and we're, you know, our seva on the first two cups, and now it's not the appropriate time for the third and fourth cup. Well, then who would have known, Shach? Either it's the appropriate time or it's not the appropriate time. How does it depend upon whether you already did it or not? You know what I mean? Right? You know what I'm saying? The question, you know, it sounds like he's trying to say somehow since you already did it in the first two, therefore it's okay. You know, therefore we let it go. But I mean, the Gemara said no. It might have it, It's not the time. Yeah, but I guess also, I mean, Kosh has the answer. You know, but it seems like if you know, if you can answer this question, you know what I mean? And if you want to put the question in a way which, if you have the answer to it, you'll be able to solve what, you know, what he's saying. So he is saying that somehow, that's that by Yayin, the only reason we say Maida Have Have is because since he already did the first two cups. Mm-hmm. So therefore, now Maida Have Have kicks in. Mm-hmm. But by Matzah, since you didn't yet, you know, since you didn't let yet lean, so therefore this whole argument doesn't apply. You know, so that he is indirectly answering the question about Matzah. But we have to understand how so. I mean, who cares about whether you already did it or not?
Actually saying that it has nothing to do with time at all.
With time?
It has nothing to do with time.
Okay, good.
It has to do with like, the thing itself, like that each thing that a yayin and a matzah require a seva. Now, you already did wine, you already did a seva by wine, so now that you already have a seva by wine, so now, like, the time factor comes in, okay, do you need to do it in, you know, do you need it every time you have wine, or it's just like, but honestly, I haven't even done it. I haven't done a save it, and it requires a save it. So, like, there's nothing to do. I mean, it's
okay.
It's actually there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You do have to clear up, though, how the time factor comes in.
Right.
Because why don't you say no, that if it's not due to time, so Kosos needs it, so you should have to buy all of it.
Right.
Okay.
I think you're right.
Can you say
but,
that?
I mean, it's good. I mean, you're going good.
I mean, like when he's saying, like, the fact that he says, you know, since we did it already, we don't need to do it, implies that if we didn't do it, you know, at all, then we still need to do it. I think like that's the first concern, that it needs, that the seva needs to be done, and only then can we look. I mean, can we look at the? I don't know, because I can't get this out of my mind that kosos are different than, I mean, yayin. So like kosos are lend themselves to being divided up, whereas
like that.
I don't know.
There you go. Pursue that.
Maybe since matzah doesn't lend itself to being divided up, then this question of appropriate time is not an issue. Like, with matzah, it's a thing like you have to get, you have to fulfill this. You know, you have to do the seva by matzah. But yayin, you have to do the seva by yayin. But then, since it's, you know, since we said, I mean, again, I don't know how much the other, I'm being informed by the other part, but since we said that the seva is not kiyum in the institution of yayin itself, it's just. Is just attached on the yayin, then we can look at when it's appropriate to do it and when it's not. When matzah has it, you know, it has to be done.
Again, it's two requirements. Is that what he's saying? Are you saying it's requirement? Why yayin is two requirements?
I'm saying
like yayin requires a seva, but it doesn't. But it also requires it to be in.
Since yayin is something that is throughout the Seder, and we said that Seder is not a kiyum in yayin,
right.
Like, then we can start asking questions of priority, you know? Like, you know, should we do it now, should we do it later, whatever? But like, matzah demands the seva, and matzah is one institution. You can't say, like, you know, have the seva here and don't have the seva here, so it has to...
Let's clarify your thoughts, though. I mean, why at this point are you having the seva at the matzah? At this point in Tosfos, what's... Why is the matzah getting a seva?
At this point,
in Tosos. Like, Tosos, the first answer he gave was because it's Ikar Suda, and that's why, a different reason, it's qualifying why. Like, the last answer he's going to give is because matzah is a different thing, it's Gula, intrinsically demands a seva, right? So he's not up to that yet.
So now, so what's his assumption at this point? Why is Matza getting Haseba? I didn't even, what was the assumption of the question? Why was Matza getting Haseba? And it was the question of comparing it to the Kosos, right? So what was the, that assumption?
Because Sipor.
Right? Because his assumption was that you're telling me Dalit Kosos are getting a Seva because the Sipor demands a Seva. And Dalit Kosos reflect Sipor. So therefore, we say, which of the Kosos reflect Sipor? Only the first two, because Sipor's already over in the last ones. I said, that's the case of by Matzah. Why do you, you tell me Matzah is because of Sipor? But what do you mean? Sipor's already over? Right? That's his question. Right? That's his assumption. That was the assumption of the question. He didn't change the first answer changed it, but now he's going off of that. You know, he's giving another possibility. Right? Okay? And then just important to keep our, you know, keep our sights here. So now, now we'll finish it up. Right, I mean, we have to get the question in there. What?
Matzah would be an extension of Sipor, and it's just a different. Since you have a different form, so that allows for, since this form is not, has not been used up for the expression of Gula, so then.
Okay.
Then you can do the same form.
Okay, and then the Kosos. Well, let me, how about this? Answer the question. Is this time, okay, after I finish the Sipor, is it an appropriate time to have a Kiyam with a Seba? In the Sipor, Akim in the Sipor, after the Sipor is already over, or is it appropriate or is it not appropriate?
No, it seems like it's not appropriate.
It's not appropriate. And therefore, in the Holocaust, it doesn't make sense to do it. Yeah. Right? Only beforehand, while you're doing the Sipor. So then the question is, so how is it appropriate by Matzah to attach Akim of Sipor now to the through leaning in the Matzah if they say that Sipor is already over? Right?
Yeah.
That's the question. Sipor is already over. How do you relate to the Sipor if I, in fact, already finished Sipor? Right?
Is the Sipor over? I mean, you
could say it sounds like it's the same, I don't know.
Could be the key of Sipor is over, but the key in Sipor still exists?
What do you mean?
It's also the classic case in the Haggadah where he asks, you know, after Katsos, they were like, come on.
So that's true, but if that's the case...
saying Sipor after Katsos,
okay,
Sipor.
I hear you. But if that's the case, then what about they say the third and fourth Kos also have a Kiyam Sipor? Right? And if you want to have an answer, which is going to be specific to Matzah and not to the Kosos. You know what I mean? And that's what he's trying to do, is to give an answer, which you'll say by Matzah it's good, but by the Kosos, since you already did it, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's a good thought, but, you know... If we take that approach, then we're gonna, you know, we're gonna be stuck in a problem. And apparently, when he says "my the Habe Habe" by the Kosos, it means that it doesn't matter the Kiyam Sipor. It has to really be that you're involved, you know,
right.
You're really involved in Sipor, and part of this, as far as the Seder is concerned.
But with Matzah,
that's the question.
So Matzah is always.
Matzah is always what?
Oh, you always have a key of key of redemption. It's always a key of Ula there, in other words. Since it is by its nature defined as a for our purposes celebrating Geula, so no matter when you eat it, it's attached to the is attached to the chiyuv of Haseba. Whereas Kosos, it's not by their inherent nature to be Geula. It's not a chefsa shel Geula. It's just it's a derech Geula. So the question is where. At what point do you do this in this skiv of Geula, which is Haseba?
Okay, good. I mean, I think you just have to clarify that a little bit, but
I think you're facts a little too
right.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think saying good that again, remember that Matzah. I'll tell you like this: Matzah is a key that reflects Sipor. Matzah is an entity which reflects ideas about Sipor Yisus Mitzrayim, and clearly the Matzah is the Sipor, for instance, you say on the Matzah. It's the king of the Shoshish Matzah Marlon Akumufanatha, right? You say Sipor on the Matzah. So the Matzah is an entity insofar as Sipor Yisus Mitzrayim is concerned. So therefore, whenever I eat the Matzah, So the matzah brings to mind, brings to play the ideas of separation. That's right. Okay. So if that's the case, so when I eat matzah, even though right now I'm not involved in the act of saying Sipur, but the chefta of matzah itself relates me to the Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim. Okay? So therefore, I don't care if I already finished doing Sipur actively, but the chefta itself reflects Sipur. So therefore, if I want to have a kim of Sipur, a kim of a seba in the Sipur, since this chefta manifests Sipur, so therefore when I eat this chefta, I don't care when it is, I can have a kim of Sipur. I can have the kim of a seba attached to it. So you'll say, what about the kosos? Yeah. So what is this in the kosos?
So over there, the chefta that relates to Sipur versus those one.
Right.
Or the time
you see, the way the kosos were set up, is that they were spread out throughout the Seder, and each kos takes on the character of the particular part of the Seder which it happens to find itself in. So the first two kosos reflect the ideas of Sipur. The second two kosos do not. So since the kosos are set up in that way that they're dispersed over it, so the first two kosos reflected Sipur, because chronologically those two kosos were actually found within the part of the Seder which are involved in Sipur. But the second two kosos are not. They're already at a different part of the Seder. So therefore, when it comes to the kosos which are spread out and their timing is found at parts of Sipur and parts which aren't Sipur, so you say when you come to the last two, my Dalai Ave, these are not the kosos which are associated with Sipur. No, the first two kosos are the ones which manifested the idea of the Sipur. But when it comes to matzah, so it's not set up like that. You don't have matzah at different parts of the meal, like this is the matzah of Sipur, this is the matzah of of Halal, it doesn't go like that. The matzah itself is a chafetz which reflects Sipur, and it's always eaten after you finish with the ma'aseh of Sipur. So apparently the matzah itself is a chafetz, just in the chafetz itself brings to mind the ideas of Sipur. Also, that's the case, then it makes sense to have a seba on the matzah.
So it's only that kim always exists.
Exactly. It's part of the definition of the substance of matzah, is that it's the lechem which you said, seba which you said Sipur. But you see, the dalkos aren't like that. The coast, no, this coast alone is for a Sipur, and this coast, the next coast is Berach HaMazon and Halal, and it's the structure of the kosos are such that they are applicable to a specific part of the Seder, and they don't go beyond that part of the Seder. But the structure of matzah isn't like that. It's not spread out in the Seder like that. So it's simply the matzah reflects Sipur. Also, therefore, it's a key of a right? You don't say you used it. Yeah. Right. So you don't say. I mean, I was thinking of that question. You could ask a question. You say, what do you mean? Well, you could say that the comes off you and say, yeah, you already learned by the first matzah. Yeah. But no. But that. See, matzah isn't set up like that. It's not the name. Matzah intrinsically is the chafta which reflects Sipur. So it doesn't matter that you already lead this, yeah? It's not just because you already did it. No, it's because the nature of the Holocaustos is such that it lends itself to that doubt, to that kind of an argument. The matzah doesn't lend itself to that. Okay? So again, so there are three answers in Tosos. Why matzah is different than the Holocaustos? The first answer is the Holocaustos are in Sipur. So Sipur and the Holocaustos are only the first two. This is going to the Shita, by the way. Only going to the Shita holds that the Holocaustos are do the first two kosos, not the last two. So the first two kosos, because it's a kim and Sipur. So the Sipur is only the first two kosos. So what about matzah, which is after? I just told this question. What about matzah, which is after Sipur? So the first answer is, no, matzah is a karsuda. So since there's a kim defining the laila as the laila shalferos, and the suda is the vehicle of defining that laila, so therefore matzah, which is a karsuda, has a kim of seva. The second answer is, no, see, the question is a mistake, because question is saying that matzah and the yayin function in the same way to reflect Sipur. That's not true. Matzah intrinsically is chafta reflect Sipur, but the kosos reflect Sipur insofar as their positioning as in the Seder. So the first two reflect Sipur, the last two might have ave, or they finish Sipur. The third answer is that the seva and matzah has nothing to do with Sipur per se. It's intrinsic in the idea of matzah that it's lechem ha-ga'ula. Right, that there's the philosophical kiyum of geula is incorporated into the mitzvah of matzah, and that therefore it lends itself that the derech achila of matzah should be done there. That's the Rashba, that's the Rashba Amar, and Rashi as well. That's like the third answer. And even though it's lechem oni is in the substance of the matzah itself, but the concept, the ideational content, and the derech achila should reflect the idea of geula. Okay?
So let me just check if Ruben's here. Just still got my James.
James, how are you?